Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. How many of you have ever flown on a commercial airline? Raise your hands. That's a good number. So do you remember before the plane takes off and they make the announcement? Remember what they say during the announcement? Oh, someone remembers. Excellent. Well, for the rest of you, I'm going to share with you what they say. In case of the loss of cabin pressure, a mask will come down. Please put your mask on first before helping someone else with their mask. And the reason they say that is, so you've lost cabin pressure, you've kind of lost the ability to breathe. If you don't have your mask on, you're going to, conk out. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to help anybody else. So they say, put yours on first, and then you can help other people. Well, that's kind of like what we're hearing in the gospel today. You can't help somebody else see. In my case, I don't have a beam in my eye. I just have to take my glasses off. And I know you're there. You're this wonderful blur. But I couldn't do anything to help any of you. But if I have my glasses on, then I can assist you. So as you go forth today, you need to have your own faith, and it needs to be strong inside you. And then with that faith, you can go and assist others in your life.